Then how does Toastmasters train people?
Toastmasters has an approach of learning by doing. The Toastmasters International Organization provides a manual we refer to as the Basic Manual, because it gives a guideline for the development of speeches. These speeches cater to different purposes. For example, one objective might be to develop vocal variety. Another might be to organize your thoughts or develop your use of humor in speeches.
Can you also learn other skills, such as parliamentary procedures or being master of ceremonies?
Yes. Different assignments within Toastmasters involve not only preparation of speeches and then presenting these before an audience, but also the opportunity of serving as Toastmaster of the meeting. This assignment helps members practice being an MC for a meeting, that is, a master of ceremonies. Other assignments include serving as an evaluator for another speaker, or serving as grammarian, who will monitor use of filler words or phrases, such as, and, or, you know. Both of these assignments will allow the member to increase or enhance their listening skills.
I know that there is an 8-week program for young people and also an 8-week speechcraft course offered for adults. What do these involve?
They are basically an introduction to Toastmasters in general, a sample, providing the opportunity for an individual to determine whether or not they wish to get involved in Toastmasters by joining a club.
What can an individual gain from being in Toastmasters?
I would say self-confidence and some tricks of the trade in the development of speeches. But that is only the beginning. As an individual continues to give speeches and improve, he progresses from the point of being fearful to stand before a group of peers to the point where he can address any group of people with a degree of self-confidence. Leadership skills are also developed by learning to organize and conduct meetings.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Collins, for talking to us in the studio.
You're most welcome.